The Ohio River is slowly falling back to pre-flood levels. As communities start to clean up, there are some calling for a fresh look at how the river rises and what humans have done and can do to influence future floods. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Normally, when the Ohio River floods, it pushes water back up the Little Miami River. That's what causes problems around Newtown and northern Anderson Township. Newtown Police Chief Tom Sinan remembers a flood 21 years ago.
97 was kind of like a bathtub filling up, where it just gradually came up, and you could pretty much time it by the hour and know where it was going to be. This was different. It was running a lot more rapidly, and it was probably filling up about every half an hour. We were noticing changes.
In that 1997 flood, the Ohio hit about 64 feet. This time around, it crested at just over 60 feet. Sinan says heavy rains Saturday night didn't help weekend flooding, but overall, he believes the difference was in part because the landscape has changed.
Well, it's not just Newtown, it's also the community surrounding it. The bike trail came in. The fields pretty much stay the same, but Newtown, we've added some businesses. There's been some homes taken out on the west side.
Both the stormwater runoff and the river flooding concern Carla Chivos. She's an associate professor at the School of Planning at the University of Cincinnati and thinks about how nature and cities interact.
Water has to go somewhere. It always has. We think if we cover it up, if we get rid of that creek, if we do other things that we seem to do, that the water will, we don't see it, so the water will disappear. Well, it doesn't.
Chivo says there are local rules and regulations about development and the effects on local water flows. But she says what happens here affects Louisville, just like planning decisions in Pittsburgh matter here.
It seems like the impetus to really make a big change of how we think about things seems to take a crisis.
In short, Chivo says, think globally and act locally. In the meantime, Anderson Township Fire Chief Mark Ober says his and other departments will be watching for the next flood.
We're just more concerned about where it comes over at a certain location, because then it cuts off roads and we have to alter our response areas.
Hamilton County Commission President Todd Portune wants to have a countywide meeting to look at the bigger picture. That meeting hasn't been scheduled yet. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.